All right, it was a big win by the Blues yesterday. They got off to an absolutely unbelievable start, Carlton. At halftime, it was 10-2 to 2-3. Things got a bit shaky in the second half, but Jason Tupp was one of the stars yesterday. He's with us. G'day, Jace.
G'day, guys. Good morning.
What a win, mate. Gee, your first half is some of the best football you've played all year.
Yeah, it was really good. We were able to control the game a bit and transition, which was really good. And a few of the things we've been working on over the last month of footy at training coming out of the game, so we're really happy.
What are some of those things? Because, I mean, to kick 10 goals in a half is something you haven't done for a while. Tell us about what you've been able to put into place.
Yeah, we've just been working on our ball movement, obviously, having different modes of transport, so being able to go down the line, take the ball off the line, switch it, come through the 45. So recently we've been able to do one of those things in a quarter and then it gets shut down by the opposition. We haven't been able to change our tactics. So I think we found yesterday that we're able to do all three of those modes really well in the first half, and that set us up for a good win.
Was that your best game for the club?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Being able to come in, I had an ankle injury against North and then had a week off and played in the VFL last week. But, yeah, just to be able to come in and contribute really well yesterday, I was really pleased.
You touched on your offensive element, Jason, as a group, but I was really impressed with your defensive attributes. I reckon you tackled the best you've tackled nearly all year yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. We JB's brought in that kind of Carlton footy and being able to tackle and win the hard ball gets. I think we out-tackled them by about 11 yesterday and they just got us in the hard ball gets. So, we're really pleased with that, and especially in the first half.
What about your efficiency going forward? You touched on your ball movement, but you only had 40 inside 50s. Is that a concern going forward?
I'm not too sure. It could be, I guess, but we looked at that in the second half and their transition out of defence was about 80%. So obviously that brought them back into the game and they were able to score pretty well in the second half. So, I mean, it was great to have a win and all that kind of stuff, but obviously there's a lot of areas of improvement still.
So if they rebounded to that magnitude, what went wrong? Yeah. Was it poor coverage, poor exit coverage, poor structure? What broke down?
Look, we're going to have a look at that today. Obviously, when you're out there, it's hard to depict all that kind of stuff, but I definitely think it's just the probably skill ball use going inside 50. They were able to mark the ball. I think McDonald had a lot of marks in our kind of 450, and that kind of kickstarts their ball movement as well. So just being able to hit targets inside 50, and then obviously their transition now is just being able to cover their players when they get the ball. So
Jace,
a bit of everything.
Jace, just on your comment, when you're out there, it's hard to work it out. Yep. I want to take you to task on that. For Carlton to get better, don't you have to work it out? That's what on-field leadership's about, surely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for myself, obviously, it is something that I need to work on, being able to depict on what's happening out on the ground. And that's where we need to get better. Obviously, we're sitting at 17th on the ladder. And these are things that good clubs do. They're able to see them straight away and pick it up and not wait till the breaks to be told exactly what's happening. So, we've got a lot of growth areas. Obviously, and these are the things that we need to do.
Well, speaking of leadership, Paddy Cripps was outstanding. 2 goals, 26 possessions, but you spoke about the leadership. Him as a young man and his actions in terms of leadership, very impressive.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's obviously a big guy, a competitor, wins the hard ball for us, and then is able to spread forward and kick those 2 goals. So, yeah, he was huge yesterday. And I think JB said after the game, the rising star, like, I feel as though he's got that in the bag too.
He's a great young talent. He's a future captain. There's no doubt about that. I was really impressed when some of your experienced players was on the sidelines, Jace, with an inexperienced group. They were coming, and they were coming hard, but I just reckon with Murphy off the ground for unfortunate reasons, Jamison in the dugout, Cruiser leaving the ground, someone had to step up, and I thought, just the emergence of Dylan Buckley with some composure down back, hit some critical targets, you went slow as a team, you built from the back, you used your 45s, you used your laterals just to maintain possession and take some time off the clock and stem the bleeding for a point. I thought it was a mature performance in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. We actually spoke about that after the game, the ability to identify that we had one rotation at the end of the game and just to be able to take a bit of sting out of it when they were coming at us pretty hard, so... You spoke about guys like Dill and I thought even Sam Doherty and those guys across the half-back, just being able to control the ball and hit targets was really good.
And one of those targets was Andrew Walker. It was good to see him up and about yesterday.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Walks is a fantastic player and a fantastic Carlton player. So, it's good to see him back out there. You know, he's had a fair bit of trouble with his knee and that kind of thing, and he works really hard when he's in rehab to get himself right to play.
He's had enough practice at it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's obviously unfortunate in that regard, but, it's really good to see him out there and kicking some goals and enjoying footy.
Jason, we're an interactive show. Kraz has just texted in. Don't the Carlton players realise they're supposed to be tanking, according to Robbo?
Yeah, right.
It's amazing what winning does, though, for a group. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I keep talking about after the game, but, geez, we spoke about that as well. Like, just enjoying the win, you know, the little gap that you get in modern-day footy to enjoy it, and then you're straight into the recovery and stuff like that. But, yeah, we were able to sit down and talk about it in the change rooms and just actually enjoy ourselves for a change, which was really nice.
And, Tony, there's been a lot spoken about the coach for next season. Maybe going to be announced next week. Has there been much talk in the locker rooms from the players' point of view?
Not really, to be honest with you, Baz. Obviously, JB's done a really good job, but the footy club's going through their process and we don't really get an insight into that. It's obviously up to the club and what their decision is, and we'll just be 100% behind it.
Jason, what's your take on the Lockie Henderson decision from the Carlton Football Club last week? Some say it was ruthless, some say it was like the Carlton of old, some say it was unnecessary. One, what's your take?
Yep.
And if it was ruthless, did that provide the spark that was necessary for the players to say, well, this club's about to get fair dinkum, and if any player thinks they're comfortable in our environment, there might be a rude shock around the corner, hence the reason as why there was a really positive performance yesterday?
Yeah, 100%. It put a lot of guys on notice that, you know, if you don't want to be out there playing for the footy club and playing for the Carlton jumper, then obviously you're not going to be here. So, I personally thought it was a really good decision, and we want guys that are here playing for the Carlton. So if you don't want to play, then you can go. That's my view.
How much did the leadership group play in this decision?
Oh, look, I don't know, to be honest. We had the meeting last week and Lockie spoke to us and did a really good job of letting us know exactly what had happened, and that was it. So I'm not too sure whether the leadership group had any say in what happened, but... that's all I know.
What was your initial thoughts as teammates when you hear a player who wants to leave your club 3 weeks out before the season? Is that good for our sport?
I don't think it's good for the sport. I think that it is conversations that need to be had, though, and if you're a player that's not happy and you want to go somewhere else, then I think you need to express that. Obviously, that's what's happened, and the footy club's made the decision that they have, and that's fine. Like I said, we want guys in the jumper playing for Carlton and playing Carlton footy, and if you don't want to do that, then you don't have to be here.
And Jason, what's your contract situation? Will you be playing next year?
Yeah, 100%. I signed a 2-year deal when I came across from the Bulldogs, so obviously in the pre-season draft I was picked up, and signed a 2-year deal, so I'll be here next year.
And you, as I said, you played your best game yesterday. You've got another couple of games, mate, just to really solidify yourself in that team.
Yeah, exactly. This has been the most games I've played in a year. So, obviously, coming across from the Western Bulldogs, I wanted to gain a few more opportunities. There's a couple of games I haven't been quite strong enough in the contest and that kind of stuff. So, something I've been working on. But, yeah, obviously, playing the most amount of games this year has been really positive for myself, and like you say, a couple more opportunities in the next 2 weeks to play some good footy and like you say, solidify the spot.
Good on you, mate. Great to have a chat. Well done yesterday. It was a great win by the Blues, and we wish you well for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.